Most people don't think much about the significance of seeds, but one speaker at the March 6 conference of the Connecticut chapter of the Northeast Organic Farming Association, or NOFA, maintains that seeds are responsible for the development of civilization itself, because food crops enabled humans to evolve from hunter-gatherers to farmers, leading to settled communities and the growth of cities. Ken Green is the founder of Hudson Valley Seed Library, based in the village of Accord, New York. During a workshop at the NOFA conference, Green examined the history of seeds, which for millennia were saved from one year's harvest and planted the next. But with the growth of giant multinational conglomerates like Monsanto, the life of seeds has changed dramatically. When companies patent hybrid seeds, they become private property, which means saving them for the next season becomes illegal. Now, farmers and gardeners are forced to purchase new seeds every year from giant corporations. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Green about the history of seeds, the role of private enterprise, and the fight back in the form of seed exchanges and seed banks.
One of the challenges that we've taken up with the Hudson Valley Seed Library is that, you know, food security has become this big buzzword. You know, how are we going to feed people? How are we going to make sure that communities can provide food for themselves? Food, which right now is distributed over many, many miles, how can we be more regional about it and feed more people? And it's interesting to see that for some people, the answer, they're talking about GMOs. When, of course, with a GMO, it's illegal. They're patented. It's illegal to save your own seed. So if we can't save our own seeds from the plants that we're growing to plant them again, how is that a secure food system? And how is that a sustainable food system? It's not, because we have to rely on the technology and profit-driven motives of a multinational corporation to dictate what can be grown and how it's grown. And we have to get seed from them every year, and it's expensive seed. So when I started the seed library and I was trying to encourage people and get them to start trying to save seeds on their own, and I started realizing that along with losing the genetic diversity, which is so important, by becoming more dependent on hybrids and GMOs, that we're also losing the seed-saving skills. So many people were saying to me, I don't know how to do this. And if we lose the skills, then we lose our ability to be self-sufficient in terms of food production. So, you know, that's why when we're offering seeds through the seed library and through our online catalog, that everything we offer is open pollinated. And we don't offer any hybrids, and certainly we don't offer any GMOs, so that people can save their own seeds. And we're running the library part of it. It's participatory, so that people can save their own seeds, send them back to us, and then we can mix them with the other seeds that come back from other seed library members and then send them back out, so that we're all sharing the genetic diversity and that we're all cooperating to make sure that we are in charge of our own food sources.
Ken Green, you were talking at the workshop about how multinational companies are basically raiding the seeds that are used by indigenous peoples. Can you say more about that?
Well, this is there's sort of a word to describe it now. It's called biopiracy. And it's basically for plant breeding, the more genetic material you have, the better. Because you never know what you're going to be looking for as pest and disease change, as climate changes, as what crops become more important or less important change, it's important to have sort of a full palette, genetically speaking, to work with. So, you know, it's not just now. For ages and ages, people have been traveling and finding new plants and collecting seed from them to have, you know, a seed bank, whether it's a government or a corporation. But what's happening now, the thing that's really changed about it is that corporations have really been pushing to be able to patent genes. And it started with the GMOs in terms of they were actually inserting technology, you know, technologically changing the genetic makeup of something, and so they could patent that. But what's happening now is there's, you know, a lot of movement and pressure from corporations that they want to be able to patent existing genetic makeups or existing single genes even. So they can go to whatever culture they want to where they see something that they think might be useful. They take the seeds and then they say, we want to patent it. But they're not recognizing that it's been thousands and thousands and thousands of years breeding work on the part of whatever culture they're taking that seed from that created that genetic makeup. So it was really somebody else's work. So why should they be able to patent it, you know, as a quote-unquote discovery when it exists because it exists within a culture and because of the work of a certain culture?
You have your seed libraries. There are other seed exchanges and seed banks. Is seed saving something that's growing, so to speak, and that might combat some of the negative tendencies we just talked about?
You know, I think on a grassroots level, in terms of home gardeners, saving seed and sharing seed with each other in any form, you know, even if it's just between neighbors or family or, you know, at your community center, it doesn't have to be a library or a bank or anything official. I think it's really important work for communities and important for us to be sharing those seed resources on a larger scale in terms of what's happening more globally. I think there are more organizations, non-governmental organizations, getting involved in these issues. But one of the things that we were talking about at the conference was that just because it's called a seed bank or a seed library or a seed exchange, there's no specific definition of those entities. So everyone does it differently. And there's something great about that in that you can tailor it to your community and to the people who are involved. But you also have to really look into it to see, like, what, you know, what does it mean? Who's benefiting from this? Who's behind this? What is it really for?
That was Ken Green of the Hudson Valley Seed Library. For more information, visit the group's website at seedlibrary.org.